said, Lord, you remember how I went to church and was a good woman? I joined the church and I was a member of the church. I knew your call upon my life, and I knew I had to obey that call at all costs. Jesus said, oh woman, as you talk to me, you're still full of lies and sin. Yes, I called you, but you would not hear. And being a church member does not get you to heaven. You must be born again of my Spirit of God to enter heaven. You cannot go to heaven with sins in your life. Your sins were many, and you would not repent. You caused many to stumble at my word, did you not? You will not forgive others of what they did to you. You pretended to love and serve me. In front of Christians, you did well. But away from Christians, you lied, cheated, and stole. You also led a fruitless life. You gave heed to seducing spirits and enjoyed your double life. You talked about your brothers and sisters in Christ, and many times you judged them that you were holier than they. You did sin in your heart and would not repent. Many people after receiving me need deep healing, extra love, extra caring as a little child. Many men and women and children after receiving me need a mighty, compassionate touch of me. Many were abandoned, raped, abused, and forced to sin and do evil. This I know. But you would not listen to my sweet spirit of compassion. They needed counseling in the spirit of truth and love to help them grow as a holy branch in me. You were cruel and you judged the outside of the person. You would not repent. Yes, you said you loved me with your lips and you worked in the church, but yet your heart was far from me. You knew the ways of the Lord and you understood. You played with God and God knows all things. If you had sincerely served God, you would not be here today. You cannot serve Satan and God at the same time. Choose you this day whom you shall serve, says Jesus. Many in the last days shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits, and shall serve sin. Come out from among them and be you separated, saith the Lord. Walk not in the way with them. The woman began to curse and swear at Jesus, and cries and screams came from her, and the flames began to rise up from her feet to her chest as we walked on. Sorrows of regret were everywhere. The next soul that we came to was in the same pitiful state. The skeleton was same as the others, and I wondered what this soul had done. Lost and undone with no hope and no future. Hell is for eternity, I thought. I cried within myself, and oh, how sad was the crying of the souls in their torment. I listened to this soul speak to Jesus, and she was speaking the word of God. Oh, Lord, what is she doing here, I asked. Jesus, she said, you are the way, the truth, and the light of the world. Follow him with all your life and serve him. He loves and will save you. Come unto him. I am quoting what she said. When she spoke, the other souls heard her. Some would listen. Some would swear and curse her. Some would tell her to stop. Demons would come and torment her to shut up. She cried out, Lord Jesus, please help me. Moans and cries of regret and pain came from this pitiful soul. I stood there thinking many things, and Jesus knew my thoughts. I don't understand, Lord, why she's here, because she sounded so right. Jesus said, child, she was called to me at a young age, to preach the word of God, to be a witness of the gospel of Christ. She knew the truth. I called different ones for different uses in my body, my daughter, to further the word of God. I called her to preach my word. There is neither male nor female, for you are one in Christ Jesus. We must obey the call of God upon our lives. Yes, she did answer my call for many years. She grew in the knowledge of the Lord. She learned my voice and did many good works. She studied the word of God. She prayed to the Lord. She had many prayers answered. She taught many in the ways of holiness. She was faithful in her house as the years went by. One day she found out her husband was seeing another woman, and she grew very bitter and would not forgive him or try to save her marriage. Her husband was wrong and did sin. Satan entered in him and caused him to sin. But this woman knew my word, and she knew to forgive, and she knew that whatever the temptation was, that there was a way of escape. Anger grew inside of her. she would not give it unto me. She turned more bitter every day and said in her heart, here am I serving God all the way, and he's running around with another woman. Do you think that is right? She said to the Lord. She said, dear Lord, help me now. Help me, dear Lord. Her husband had came and cried for repentance and had fell at her feet and asked her to forgive him and had asked the church also to forgive him. But she would not listen. And as time went on, she would not pray to me anymore, read her Bible. She began to be very angry at her husband and those about her. She quoted many Bible scriptures at him, began to hate him. Even when he told her that he was sorry and had asked for her forgiveness and that the devil had tempted him, she would not believe him. She was very jealous of her husband. She said, I'm going to leave him. And he asked her not to leave him. A long time ago, he had stopped the adultery and was trying to save his marriage. He had repented unto God and his wife and others, and his sins were washed away by the blood of the Lamb. She would not forgive or ask me to help her or to forgive and forget. Yes, I'll even help you forget the sorrow, saith the Lord. Many times I tried to reach out and talk to her, but she would not listen. Her heart grew bitter and much sin entered in. Murder grew in her heart instead of love, anger. Hate grew in her, and one day she was so angry she killed her husband and the other woman and herself. Satan took her over completely. My friend, I beg you to wake up and repent. You need to reconcile your soul unto God and to those that are about you and your loved ones. I looked at the lost soul that gave up Christ and lost her soul forever in flames and pain, and I listened as she spoke, and the cries of this woman was so sad, and she said, I will forgive now, Lord. She said, let me out, let me out. I will obey now. I am preaching your word in hell, Lord, can't you see? She said, in an hour demons will come and take me to be tormented worse. For hours they will torment me because I was a preacher of your word. My torments are worse, Lord. Please, Lord, I beg of you, let me out, let me out. The cries of this woman were so sad. Help me, Lord Jesus, never to get bitter or let hate come into my heart. She begged and begged Jesus to let her out. I've been here for many years. Please, O Lord, let me out. There is no end to my torments. With sorrow, we walked away. And he looked up and he cried, my Father, have mercy. Come and follow me.